The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. While people were listening to Jesus speak, he proceeded to tell a parable because he was near Jerusalem, and they thought that the kingdom of God would appear there immediately. So he said, "A nobleman went off to a distant country to obtain the kingship for himself and then to return. He called 10 of his servants and gave them 10 gold coins, and told them, 'Engage in trade with these until I return.' His fellow citizens, however, despised him and sent a delegation after him to announce, 'We do not want this man to be our king.' But when he returned after obtaining the kingship, he had the servants called to whom he had given the money to learn what they had gained by trading. The first came forward and said, 'Sir, your gold coin has earned 10 additional ones. He replied, "Well done, good servant. You have been faithful in this very small matter. Take charge of 10 cities. Then the second came and reported, "Your gold coin, sir, has earned 5 more. And to this servant too he said, "You, take charge of 5 cities. Then the other servant came and said, "Sir, here is your gold coin. I kept it stored away in a handkerchief, for I was afraid of you because you are a demanding man. You take up what you did not lay down, and you harvest what you did not plant." He said to him, "With your own words I shall condemn you, you wicked servant. You knew I was a demanding man, taking up what I did not lay down and harvesting what I did not plant. Why did you not put my money in a bank? Then on my return I would have collected it with interest." And to those standing by he said, "Take the gold coin from him and give it to the servant who has 10. But they said to him, "Sir, he has 10 gold coins. He replied, "I tell you, to everyone who has, more will be given. But from the one who has not, even what he has will be taken away. Now, as for those enemies of mine who did not want me as their king, bring them here and slay them before me." After he had said this, he proceeded on his journey to Jerusalem. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, and so once again, good afternoon, brothers and sisters. And once again, welcome back. This strange-sounding gospel sounds strange because it's based on a real historical event. And the event goes something like this. Once upon a time, old King Herod died. You remember the same King Herod who once tried to kill the baby Jesus, finally died, and his son became the next king of Judea. His name was Herod Archelaus. However, he couldn't claim the title of king of Judea because these were the days of the Roman Empire, and he couldn't do it not without the blessing of Caesar Augustus. So Herod Archelaus traveled away to a distant land to obtain the kingship. That was the nobleman who traveled to a distant land. And all the Jews, well, I should say many of the Jews, protested. And they said, "We don't want this guy to be our king." Well, what happened? Caesar approved, Herod returned, and all those people who didn't want him to be their king, they were all killed. Now that's what actually happened. But for our purposes, who's the nobleman who travels away to a distant land? It's Christ the Lord. Who are the ones who don't want him to be the king? Secular world, secular powers, entertainment, universities, academia, all that. Who are the ones entrusted with the gold? That's you and me, as his disciples. And how about this poor one who hid his coin away? Well, that's the one who's intimidated by the powers of the world, has no confidence in God, and is afraid to act. Because, you know, in a sense, Christ has gone off to a distant land to obtain the kingship. He's ascended into heaven, and even though he's with us in the Eucharist and with us spiritually speaking, we won't see him again, you know, the way he was on earth, not until he returns. And in the meantime, We live in a world, very easy to intimidate us, a world that does not want him to be king, right?
Right.
But since when do you care what the secular world thinks? Don't lose your focus. Act like a disciple. That's the message of the day. It also happens to be the message of our saint for the day. I thought I'd tell you about her, St. Margaret of Scotland. She's an otherwise obscure saint, but you know, with a story that's worth telling. So St. Margaret lived about 1,000 years ago. She was an English princess and a Scottish queen who fled the country in the days of the Norman conquest, fled up to Scotland, where she married the King of Scotland for political reasons. His name was King Malcolm. And about 1,000 years ago, Scotland was a very harsh, cruel, bitter, warlike place. You might already know that, right? Scotland's got that reputation of warring clans. Did you know that that reputation dates back thousands of years? Scotland had a reputation somewhat like the ancient Spartans, right? Fire-hearted people with war in their heart and in their veins. In fact, the Roman Empire would not go into Scotland. Even the mighty Roman Empire was intimidated by the ancient Scots. They built a wall in northern Scotland, and still see this wall today. It's called Hadrian's Wall, to keep the Scots out. Warlike people, very intimidating. And King Malcolm, he was a fitting ruler of the Scots. Strong, powerful, cold, calculating, worldly. And this is the world into which gentle-hearted Margaret was placed by God's providence. So what did Margaret do? Did she roll over and play dead? Did she say to herself, oh, I can't possibly witness to Christ in such hostile circumstances. What can I possibly do? Did she give up? No. No, she acted in gentleness, simplicity, and perseverance. And she started right in her own home. Very first thing she did, started reading the Gospels to Malcolm, who'd never heard them before. Next thing she did, convinced him to start attending Mass, which he did. And then she started working outside her home. Every morning before Margaret would take breakfast, she'd go out into the streets and she'd distribute bread to the poor before she herself would eat a bite. She wanted to give away money. Malcolm wouldn't let her. So you know what Margaret did? She took gold coins and she baked them into the loaves of bread. And then she gave away the loaves. She said, I'm giving away bread. Innocent as a dove, clever as a serpent. But you know what Margaret ended up doing? With her gentleness and her perseverance and her making the best of every circumstance, she won the heart of her husband, she won the heart of the nobles of Scotland, and she won the hearts of her people. And she did it by simple, unglamorous, persevering witness. And we're called to do the same. You know, once upon a time, Jesus said, love one another as I have loved you. And what we forget when we hear Jesus say that is that he loved us before we were worthy of any love, before we loved him at all. Now, at a natural level, we only want to be good to those who are good to us, right? And we only want to share the gospel with people we think are going to receive it. But Jesus once said, you know, if you're good to those who are just good to you, what profit is that to you? Even the pagans do as much. If you're intimidated by your surroundings, if you use them as an excuse to sit still and not to act, you're like this one who hid his gold away. So let's act like it. To be a Christian in this world today means to have confidence in God and to act like it even before we know what difference it makes. Let's pray for the grace to do so and ask for the prayers of the saints to help us as well. St. Margaret of Scotland, pray for us.